And maybe what you might call this a thing made with a drawers, what you call chest of drawers. Well, very seldom we didn't have a ship rope. We had what you call a wardrobe. It was made like a ship rope, but it was, you know, much larger than a ship rope where you hang your clothes. But we called it a wardrobe.
You didn't have these like you got nowadays, you built in places for hanging your clothes.
Oh yeah, and most times that was the way, you know, we could hang our clothes up. We'd make a closet, you know, and hang them in there.
So that ship robe and wardrobe weren't exactly the same thing?
No, it wasn't. In a way it was, because you'd still, you know, you would hang your clothes in it. It was for hanging in clothes and storing your linen up. Whatever you want. But it was much larger than just the ship rope. Mm-hmm.
Did that ship rope have any drawers to it?
Sure did.
For the wardrobe.
But the wardrobe didn't. It just had shelves. And then in one side where you hang your clothes. But, you know, in later years they developed what you call the ship rope with drawers in it, and then a side to hang your clothes.
What did people have over their windows to keep out the sunlight?
A curtain. Mm-hmm. They would make curtains. Put over the windows. Mm-hmm. And then, too, we didn't have no windows like these. We had a wood window. And when you open that window, where you see that just that hole in there, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the only way. We didn't have no glass windows.
Did you have these things that you could, that were on rollers, or like you got right here, just pull down?
No, I didn't have no shades. No, we didn't have no shades then. If we put some up there, it's late at some time, it'd get a little material and make them a curtain to go. But we didn't have any shades.
Well, nowadays, if you wanted to buy some new chairs or sofa or something like that, what kind of store would you go to in town?
Furniture. Mm-hmm. What you call a furniture store.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people refer to the furniture in the house, they call it their plunder?
Yeah. When you call it, say when it get kind of old, you know. I don't keep my old plunder. Sure do. Yeah. Sure would.
Did, you know, some houses, right underneath the top of the house, there'd be a place maybe you could use for storage that you had to walk up to, climb stairs to get, you know, just an area like
somebody
that?
Somebody upstairs.
Right.
Well, it wasn't no upstairs house then only, but the white people, you know, would have these upstairs houses. And when you saw our upstairs house during at that time, it's nothing to it now, but used to be like, he was what you would call a big shot. You know, he had an upstairs house.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Did any of the houses that you ever saw when you were growing up have the kitchen built away from the main part of the house? Mm-hmm.
Most time you would see houses where there's two rooms, you know, right together, and the kitchen then would be sitting out back. People used to get logs and make a little kitchen. That's right. And then sometimes they would join it on, you know, to the house. Sure do.
I wonder why it was built away from the main part of the house.
Well, because you use your time, it wouldn't be but two rooms to a house, and that's all, you know, people would use. And use your time, most would be two people. Well, they sleep in one room, cooking up.
I see.